Humon, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for humans, with Matt Besser. Today's episode is a special COVID-19 discussion, with a panel of experts in related fields.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. I'm not my jovial self as I usually introduce the show with high energy and joy because of what we're all going through. It's just such a bummer, but we're all doing podcasts here at Earwolf to maintain the shows and keep them up. It's hard to do comedy. It's hard to do comedy these times. So I wanted to devote at least one episode to dealing with the actual crisis. And there's so many ways we do have to deal with it. So I got a few different experts to call into the show today. And thank y'all for coming to the show. I'll go around the horn here. First, coming back to the show is Professor Fulcher. Welcome back, Professor. It's always great to have a guy as knowledgeable as you on the show.
It's always great to be here. It's such a edifying seminar to be in this arena.
Yes, thank you. And you're always the one that I find edifying. So I'm glad that you find our conversations that way.
Hopefully not edible.
No. No, I don't think it will be, especially at a distance like this over Zoom. And we have new to the show, Jana Johansson. Welcome, Jana.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me so much. Thank you.
Now, our listeners may know the professor, but you're new to the show. So what's your background, and tell our listeners why you're on the show today?
Well, I'm a mom, and I guess I'm just here to kind of give some thoughts and advice on how to get through this thing with kids.
Right.
We're all forced to school our kids right now and homeschooling, and I'm doing a different kind of thing. I don't know if you want me to get into it now
will get it into a second, okay. But you have a homeschooling philosophy that's kind of caught on and is being popularized. That's a hard word, by a lot of parents out there during the shutdown. Yeah. We will get to that.
I hope more people do it. Yeah.
Okay. And we also have on the show, Mr. Bob Duca.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Bob.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me? I can see you and
where?
Hear you.
What? You can see me?
Mm-hmm. Are you in your basement?
I'm in my home.
I'm
in my home. Hello. Home. Thank you so much for having me, Matt. I can't say that I've listened to your show before, but I am interested in everything that relates to the human condition. So I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, and proper humans, I get that. Okay.
Yes. May I add also that I'm extremely lonely, so it's nice to have some human contact.
Oh, you know what? I think we're all lonely. I mean, I'm with my family, but in one way or another, we're isolating ourselves, right?
Mm. Well, and not that it's a contest, but I think I hold the crown.
I'm sort of lonely.
Are you with anyone now, Professor Fulcher?
I'm with my estranged wife of 20 years, but we do get along.
You've hunkered down with, how is she estranged if you?
Well, actually, it's been rather recent since the virus. We've become estranged.
You went into a stay at home, not estranged, and now you're estranged?
Yes, yes, yes. It's quite good, though. We have our own separate worlds, and we live our own lives, and it's quite all right.
Is it? I would find that'd be very stressful, especially if things were okay. But, you know, maybe that's a good place to start. I didn't think this would be the topic we start on, but we're hearing that a lot of couples, a lot of marriages, and indeed there's a lot of divorce on the rise from people having to be around each other and hunker down. Maybe we'll start with Jana on this topic.
Yeah.
So how are you dealing with your husband and your family? How are you?
Well, it's funny because when you said lonely, I thought, God, I wish I was lonely. I wish I could be lonely just for a couple of minutes. But, what I'm doing is, the being with everybody all the time was really hard. it's hard on everybody. And it was harder because of all the things we're supposed to do. We have to do with them, you know. And now it's time for social studies. Now it's time for math. So what we're doing, and that's homeschooling, right? So what we're doing is something called unschooling. And I actually found out about it through an article I read that Alanis Morissette was interviewed in. I think mm-hmm. it might've been Health or Vanity. I can't remember. And she talked about a lot of things. And she talked about how she's an empath, which was really interesting. And some how she had postpartum depression. But the thing that really caught my eye was this unschooling idea, which is instead of forcing education down the kid's throat, you kind of let them lead the way. And so if your kid
like
is
like Montessori,
it is similar to what I've heard about Montessori. I think, I'm not sure, but it's sort of, you know, when they go, oh, this flower is cool. What's this flower? And you go, mm-hmm. let's find out what this flower is and let's yeah. draw a flower. And how about we plant some flowers. And so that's petunia? Fun. Sorry.
Is it a petunia?
I think she was just giving an example. She wasn't giving a specific story.
I see. Sorry.
Could be. My kids have never asked about a flower. So I actually, that was just an example. Or Legos. Oh, that has architecture in it and art and creative stuff. So anyway, once we let go and really let them lead the way, mm-hmm. we interact a lot less. And it's,
hold on. I understood the flower more than the Lego because you could find a lot of science about flower. Like, can I hear how that conversation went? So you, instead of educating them and saying, let's do science class, just tell me how that conversation went.
Oh, you're play. Again, my kids don't play with Legos. Mostly my kids have been exploring Brawl Stars, which is an iPad game. But so like, let's say they want to do that, you know, and okay.
Yeah, give me a specific example of how you started this unschooling.
Okay. So is it like they're playing with a B cup and a C cup for this game?
What?
I'm not sure what that is.
Did you say Brawl Stars?
I see. No.
Is that what you said?
I said Brawl Stars with an L, Brawl Stars.
Oh.
But you know what? Let's say they were interested in my bra.
Okay.
And they were picking it up and going, what is this? You know, I would go, oh, let's learn about that. And so it could be sort of like a sex education or more just about clothing and fashion. You know what I mean? You let them lead the
way. I like that, but it sounds like you have them playing on an iPad.
It's whatever they want to do.
Let's say they just said, I want to play on the iPad on a video game.
They don't even have to say that anymore. They just go and do it.
Well, what if you had a nuclear weapon in the house? You would let the child play with that?
Why?
That's interesting. I don't know why. Why would I have one? But let's say I did. Yeah. The idea of it is you're never off duty. You know, if they come in the middle of the night and they go, I want to play with this nuclear weapon. I go, okay, let's look at it. You know, that's what we do.
Really? You wouldn't say just stay away from that?
Well, the thing about the unschooling is it's led to what we're calling, it might be a movement, I don't know, we're calling unparenting. And so in this movement,
unparenting, I hate the un, because like to unspool something means it's spooled and you're taking it out. So it's like you're taking the education out of the person. It's not only like you're not educating them.
Right.
You're...
Right.
I had a question.
Go ahead, Professor.
Oh, sorry, just to back up for one moment about the bras, and I think this is a question everybody's wondering about. Do they hurt?
They can. I mean, you know, you have to get the right size.
Uh-huh. Okay. So they come. They're different.
Have you never seen a bra or?
Not in the light.
Okay. That's fair. I don't know if I've seen it in bright light.
Yeah, I guess I would just say to, you know, they can be, well, you know, that's something you could explore, right? You could certainly purchase.
Let's say that. Like, I liked it when you were first explaining this. Like, like, Mommy, what's this bra? Yeah. Oh, it's to hold up my breast and breast make milk and milk. You know, you can go down a long path there of educating them. But then you say what your kids literally are doing is playing a video game.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not imposing my...
But what are they learning from that?
You know, I'm not like it's, you know, each game is different. So maybe they're learning tactics. war tactics, I think, is what they're learning in this.
Now, Bob, it sounds like you live alone, but if you did live with a family, if you did have a wife,
that would be wonderful. Oh God, that would be great. As you know, I'm a 2-time divorcee.
I did not know that.
So yes, I have been in a state of quarantine for coming on 3 years now.
I thought I let that pass for a second. I thought you were going to say 3 weeks or 3 months, 3 years.
Essentially, I've lived by myself. I've kept, because of severe depression, I don't go out much and I don't interact.
But people can't catch that.
Can't what?
They can't catch depression.
Oh,
so why would you quarantine yourself?
I've been called an emotional vampire, and that people say that I drain their energy, and that
my is a condition, by the way. Yes.
Yes.
What's that, Professor?
The emotional vampire. It's in the DSM-3 as a condition, a psychological condition. Yes.
Okay.
And to get back to your original, Matt, question about divorces during the quarantine and things like that, I think I have some insight to that. You may or may not know, I suffer from many, many illnesses, mostly derived from my severe stage 4 hypochondria. But there is an ailment that I had that affected
stage
my
relationship. Stage 4 hypochondria.
Yes, it's one of the most fatal forms of hypochondria there is.
But I thought by definition, you would never get past stage 1 because it means it doesn't exist.
Well, with that kind of attitude, of course, you'd never get past stage 1. But my point is this. When couples are in close proximity, and this is something that one of my ailments reared its ugly head. I found out that I had early onset annoyance syndrome, and it was not revealed to me and my loved ones until I was in close quarters with my first wife for 3 days. We were on a road trip, and that's eventually what did us in, because she said she could not stand being around me anymore. And I think that's what's happening.
A 3-day road trip is not extreme at all.
It was supposed to be just an afternoon road trip, but I needed to keep making stops.
My estranged wife.
Wait, maybe she was mad that you didn't ever go back home.
Oh, she was mad about a lot of things.
I interrupted you, Professor. What were you going to say?
I'm just saying my estranged wife and I don't go on road trips anymore.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Right. Exactly.
Now, Professor, what do you think about Jana's unschooling? You're a professor. You teach at a college. I mean, what do you think about this whole
parts
concept?
Parts that are good and parts that I disagree with a little bit. Like, the kids could go, like, rampant on this. Like, for instance, my child, ex-child, I mean, you know.
You can't have an ex-child.
He's out of the house. He's out of the house. That's what I said. Is a lot of kids like to play, say, opposite day. So what if they said, hey, I'm just going to stay up all night because I'm going to treat that like the day.
Yeah.
So what do you do in that scenario? You can't just let them run.
Well,
you know,
why not? I mean, why not? They have done that. They these days, I think, go to bed around 4 a.m. and are up around 2. I mean, you know, we're letting them lead the way. They've gone on a road trip.
What do you mean? On a video game?
No. They've taken the car out and they're exploring.
How old are your children?
They're 8 and 10.
Whoa.
8 boys. And 10? I'm not even making this up, humans. I saw a story about a 5-year-old driving a car the other day.
Wow. See, I mean,
what
I think
is going on here? Do they learn these skills from video games?
What was he going to work?
It's hands on. Oh, the 5-year-old.
He might have been commuting.
Oh, interesting.
A 5-year-old can't work?
Why not?
No, but these are the boundaries we put on them. You know what I mean? And I did want to apologize for the dog barking before, because we are un-dog ownering as well. And so he's just kind of on his own running around. But
all dogs are on their own running around. Do you feed them?
No. not anymore. I mean, I'm sure he eats. I think he gets enough food, but we don't put food in a bowl for him.
Eventually, he will eat human flesh if you don't feed him.
No, he's eating. I mean, I guess that's true. Look, you know, we're letting everybody kind of do their own thing. And I got to tell you, it's really nice here. It's very copacetic. There haven't been any fights. We're really not seeing each other.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I feel this is short term and I find this very disturbing. And Professor, I mean, if she keeps educating her or uneducating her children this way, how could they ever get into a college like yours? They won't learn basic.
So.
Excuse me?
I'm just thinking her house is becoming essentially France. Your house is France. Huh. Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Just letting everything go. Pretty soon, I don't know, do you shave your underarms or anything?
I don't know why we would need to.
Okay.
But also, exactly. You know, the French, they had a wonderful book bringing up Bebe a couple of years ago, and it was all about this. And at the time, I thought, poo-poo. I could never let this go this far. And now I understand it all.
So you are saying that by staying inside, we are somehow de-evolving into French people?
I would take the D. I'd say unevolving. I'd say
unevolving.
Unevolving.
Sorry, I'm into de-evolution. Yeah. Now, Bob, what do you have to say about it? Maybe we should move on to the next topic and maybe more general topics here that people are worried about that seem to be changing every day. Mm. It's frustrating. Let's talk about the symptoms of COVID-19. Isn't it frustrating how every day that they're new ones? Like, you want it to be limited. You just want it to be, you just get a fever. And
I know. It's like Star Wars toys. Now, once you think you have them all, then they have a new one coming along. You're like, I got to get that one now. It's crazy.
Oh, I didn't think of it like collecting. Is that the way you think of diseases?
Well, that's how I think of. Well, in a sense, yes. In a sense.
Now, what symptom? Now, Bob, I had you on the show because supposedly your health expert is the bio I got from you. What are the symptoms you're hearing about now?
For COVID?
Yeah.
Well, there are, there's things like, binge neck, binge neck is when you're lying on the couch, binging, shows and your neck is in a crooked position.
Mm-hmm. Cause people are binging way more than even before. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What are you binging, Professor?
Well, I happen to like Carl Sagan, so I just go off on that for a while. But I have quite a bit of feedback on what he has to say. So please continue. And
go ahead. Binge neck. What else?
There's a social media paranoia thumb when you're scrolling through social media. Scared. Mask acne is another one.
That's why we stopped wearing them.
Mask acne.
Mask acne.
So it's the your breath and the, how do you think that happens?
Well, I have greasy breath. So the breath that comes out of my mouth does, I have a ring of acne around my mouth. Other symptoms, I mean, we could go off.
Can I just say, there's also what they call mask backne if you wear the mask on your rear.
Well, what is a shirt? What is a shirt except a mask for your back?
Exactly.
I see on your wall behind you, Mr. Duke, all sorts of kinds of masks. This looks like every kind of mask I've seen available, but some look homemade, some look even ancient.
Yes. Well, I do have I have some Eyes Wide Shut bird masks that I wear.
Is that protective? Isn't that just mostly over
people the don't, people
eyes?
Don't come near me. People don't come near me. And I have one, as you can see, that has a 6-foot beak. So that's how I can keep
people. I didn't
even
know what that was. I thought it was a high beam.
I attended an Eyes Wide Shut faculty party once.
Ooh, really?
It was quite interesting. Edifying, I might say.
Now, is it true that Harvey Keitel got fired from that film for masturbating into Nicole Kidman's hair? Have you heard that?
Breaking news to me. I've not even heard that rumor. Wow, Bob.
Well done.
He's surprised if he got fired for that.
Right. Actually, he's an artist. He's supposed to express himself.
And that movie was all, you know.
Now, Bob, I have to interrupt your list to say that a lot of these things sound like symptoms of just staying at home, not necessarily COVID-19. What's that?
A Fauci ouchie.
That's another symptom. How do you get an ouchie from watching Fauci?
Well, when you're running to the TV to hear his latest briefing.
You run too fast and run into it?
That's right. I want to hear that soothing East Coast voice that sounds like he's yelling at me, but he's actually trying to help me.
You should have a remote with you so that you could just pause it.
Well, I have one of the old remotes that's connected by an actual cable.
Oh, wow.
Now,
I don't remember that.
Matt, I have a theory about all of this, is that these things, he's been saying about binge neck and maskne and all that, and also your childhood development theories about letting things go, is all a sign that COVID-19 is making us all soft and weak as a society. It's also making us weak in the brain. That's why all these articles are coming out like, hey, we should look at rom-coms to make us feel better. We should eat comfort food and things like that. My theory is we should be prepared. Instead of a rom-com, we should be watching The Shining or 28 Days Later.
Hold on. You mentioned 28 Days Later, which goes
into Sandra Bullock?
Is she in that?
Oh, maybe.
I think that's a different.
Isn't there a film with Sandra Bullock?
Are you thinking of 50 First Dates?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe it's Speed.
But I was curious. I noticed on Netflix, one of the most popular movies is like Contagion or one of those type movies. To me, that's the last movie I want to watch right now.
I intensely disagree. I feel that once we get paranoid enough, when the virus is over, we'll breathe a sigh of relief. It's like constantly being woken up from a bad nightmare. Like, oh, hey, oh, there is no zombie apocalypse.
I guess I just feel like COVID has really shined a light on what's important and what's unimportant.
Oh, that's a nice thought.
So many things are unimportant now. And so
when this ends,
I'm definitely not sending them back to school. I mean, this is really working out. And I just think I've learned that, you know, having a glass of wine or a couple is really, really helpful in dealing with everything. And I'm going to continue doing that after COVID.
Is the glass of wine for you or for the children?
You know, I meant for me, but it is. They have tried it, sure. You know, and whatever they.
I guess they really can. They're up at 4 a.m. How do you know what's going on?
I have no idea.
I was going to ask you guys this later, but what's going to happen to handshaking and stuff like that? Now, listeners to the Improv for Humans know that I was against handshaking years ago and hugging and all that nonsense. But what is going to happen to handshaking?
Well, I believe that it's going to turn into hand slapping. We'll have a sort of quick snap amongst each other, check each other out like two rabid animals.
But wait, are you like smacking someone? Are you touching them?
In a way, it's just sort of, hey, we're both real. We're both hitting each other quickly and it's fun. You know?
Do you think the bacteria will transfer if you smack someone quickly?
Well,
I would say yes.
There's studies. The jury's still out on that.
I think handshaking is going to be replaced by frisking.
That's more extreme. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know how police frisk people to make sure they don't have weapons? When you see someone, you'll frisk them to make sure that they do or don't have the virus. But you start from the bottom, and like a tube of toothpaste, you go up. And so the virus goes up and out. You frisk and then jump back.
It's like pushing toothpaste out because you don't feel the virus. How are we going to see the... I wish that was true. I wish we could color it like you can color pee with dye in a pool.
You can?
Yeah. You haven't heard that?
No.
Don't pee in a pool.
I really wish you would have told me that earlier.
Well, that was more an analogy.
I don't have a working toilet in this place that I'm living right now.
So where do you pee?
In a kiddie pool.
Interesting.
Is it your own?
I couldn't find a Gatorade bottle.
Have you tried Snapple? Those bottles are rather wide.
Oh, that's not a problem for me.
Okay. Yeah.
I prefer the Mickey's Big Mouth.
I have a long, thin penis.
I prefer...
we don't use bathrooms at all in my house anymore. Everyone just kind of, you know, wherever you are, you go where you are.
Have you ever seen that documentary, The Queen of Versailles? Did you ever see that one?
I have seen that.
Yes, I have.
It's kind of like that house where they just let the animals roam around.
It is kind of becoming that. I love that. I love that.
You know what I love about that?
Open plan.
Yes, you're creating your own ecosystem in a sense.
These people will not survive. This is my theory.
The last ones to survive.
No, they will not. They will be eaten alive by the enemy.
Well, Professor, let me say, I was reading an article today about... that wasn't a brag. That was just
a
preamble. And it was about in Liberty, Missouri, they're starting to... Because the Republican governors opened up things. And in Liberty, they're talking about the barbershop opening up. And I was reading, I hope I can just read it directly here. Here we go. This barber said, a short line formed outside Brindle Barbershop where the owner had refused offers of large payments to cut hair during the closure.
First of all, I love those Liberty Mutual commercials.
I don't know if it comes from that town.
Oh, well, I just assumed it did. But all I'm saying is a lot of people just want human contact. And in a way, supposing one of them gets ill, I think it just jolts us as a society to say, hey, this is real, this disease. We need to evolve and get used to it as a society and survive.
Oof, and that's a very... Ayn Rand kind of way of looking at things. That's very harsh.
Well, I'm speaking of it mentally, though. Like, if we're at home, you know, surrounded by creature comforts, we get too used to that lifestyle.
But back to my haircut example, because I think that's a good example. We're all cutting our own hair right now.
Your kids are cutting your hair.
I'm not. I'm letting it grow out. I haven't been to my ear, nose, and shoulder hair barber since all of this happened. So I feel like a house plant.
Going on there? It looks like on one side, it looks like kind of a Cyndi Lauper checkerboard, but on the other side, it looks like a wolf man almost.
I actually thought you were turned away from the camera.
Yeah, I was
quite
confused
a while.
Too. I thought those were shadows.
My wife and I became estranged during the haircut, and now I have a mullet. So she didn't get to finish it all.
Oh, wow.
Yes. She starts from the front.
Yes, and then the party starts in the back, and she cuts it. Yes.
That's interesting.
But I think this is all good. Uncomfort
party does start in the back.
Is good.
I like how you used un. I do. I'm a hugger, and I want to spread joy and hugs to everyone. And so when I'm walking in the neighborhood unmasked, I do go over and hug people. And, you know, I think people are grateful for it. And I'm with Liberty.
I would punch you. You go up and hug strangers?
I mean, I know some of the people in my neighborhood, obviously.
What do they say to you? Are they angry?
To get to the other side of the street or to, you know, duck away.
I'd call the cops on you.
Wow.
Liberty Mutual. Yes.
Like I said, I don't think I know that ad. I don't think it has anything to do with Liberty.
Brilliant ad.
There's like a Liberty in every.
There are no coincidences, Matt. There are no coincidences.
Okay. I brought that whole thing up to say, like, we're starting to do things at our home that we used to do outside, and it's very frustrating us. Let's do an example. Let's go around the horn. What's something that you've never done before that you did for the first time in the last 2 months because you had to?
Heroin.
Are you joking?
No, I actually did try heroin for the first time.
I have all sorts of questions. How do you even score heroin in a lockdown?
Well, you drive and you get it. I mean, you can still be in your car, but it was really, I have to say, it was really, that's kind of when the whole unschooling, unparenting thing started, really.
I bet.
It's been great. It's been great. Hard to find again, and I don't have any income.
Did you nod out?
I don't know. I did wake up later. I guess so. And
make sure you clean your needles.
Right.
You need to have clean needles.
Right. Thank you, Professor.
I would say don't do heroin.
Oh, yes. Well, this woman looks hell-bent on trying whatever comes into her head. So I'm just trying damage control.
She's got the big floppy hat for it. That looks like definitely like a heroin user hat.
Thank you. Well, I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but
that's a sun hat you're wearing inside.
My hair is pretty shaved from the kids, and so I didn't want to alarm anybody.
I
was knocked out. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Heroin?
That's dropped not off? A haircut. That's a
what'd
prank.
You call it? Yeah, I like the way you said it, Matt. What did you call it? Dropped off? Knotted off? Not out?
It's called, whatever. Well, let's keep going around the horn. I found that very depressing. So, Professor, what's something you've done in the last 2 months you've never done before?
I'll tell you what I did. In order to get closer to my community, I bought a police band radio. And it's amazing what sort of crimes that are going on in the neighborhood. There was a home invasion a couple of blocks away.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm more in touch with what's going on around me. It was actually quite comforting.
But why do you feel, my question is something you felt you had to do, like a haircut, yet, you know, you're, and Jana, you don't have to do heroin. So she didn't really answer my question either.
It's
but
my choice.
Professor, I mean,
right.
You're not forced to buy a police scanner.
No, I'll tell you what I did. I'm not one to exercise much.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sedentary. So I actually did start to use a hula hoop. As a sort of exercise, and it's really
that is not what I thought you would say. A lot of people are exercising in because we should be, but a hula hoop.
Yes,
are you good at it?
Hips gyrating? No, I'm terrible, but I'm getting better. I'm up around the shins now.
How many hulas do you? I don't even know what that means.
Six is my record, but I feel like
I'm not sure I could do that.
Hula hoops, I recommend it. And
Bob, could you do six revolutions on a hula hoop?
No.
Do they call it a hula? No?
No, I couldn't. I have brittle hip disease. So I have, well, it's also called powdery hips. So it basically from the whole pelvic area for me is when I try to move it around like that, it sounds like a bag of broken marbles.
Not even a bag of marbles, a bag of broken marbles.
No smooth edges. Not a smooth edge in the bunch. But as far...
Go ahead.
Folks, don't keep broken marbles. If your marble breaks, which is really hard to do, throw them away.
I was just going to say, speaking of marbles, I tried Chinese checkers for the first time. That's
great. Oh, there you go. We're forced to play board games that we've never played before. So how is Chinese checkers for you?
I heard that this whole virus started in a Chinese checker factory.
You know what? Yeah. I was going to start the whole show off by that. I want to go around the horn. There's been so much rumors and conspiracies. A lot of people say it started off in a wet market. What exactly that is, maybe the professor will tell us, but had something to do with the exotic pets that they are animals they sell for various reasons. And other people say it came from a lab in China. So what do you guys think? Let's go around.
Teachers unions. Teachers union. I think they wanted us to see how much we need them and we can't do it on our own. We need teachers. And so they did this whole thing. And you, you know,
they did this to show us how hard it is to teach home to school.
Exactly. And we have the last laugh because you don't have to teach your kids.
How do teachers come up with this? I almost believe this theory.
They're teachers. So
you just get the best biology teachers to work it out.
You get a lab and you make this thing.
Yeah, they got tons of labs.
Tons of labs in schools.
And no one's looking at them, you know. Yeah. No one's suspicious.
No. And you know, what about this? And yeah, get it out there. And I just think
you ever notice how much lab equipment is in the biology classroom that we never ever used? I feel like we use the Bunsen burner, and when we open up that frog, we use a scalpel and some
pins. And then
pins.
There's so many more glasses and
what are they
tubes.
Doing with all that? Beakers right. are called.
Well, they're creating
a lot of it is to get a budget. You've got a budget. You've got to buy something, right?
Right.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. See, it's all.
That's
it's
some
all,
insight from a professor.
Yeah, you would know, professor, right? I mean, teachers will do anything to get.
Let's keep going on the horn. Professor, where do you think it started?
Here's my theory. I mean, I know regardless of where physically it started, wet market, I think, is the best theory, is that this happened because we got too soft mentally. We weren't prepared for what was going to happen. So every time you eat some mashed potatoes or watch Boy Meets World, we're one step closer to getting some sort of disease.
Boy Meets World. That is a very old reference, Professor. You think that's a problem?
I think people watching that, maybe Jake and the Fat Man, I'm not sure, but anytime you
don't
watch...
Don't say BJ and the Bear.
No. Well, yes, maybe. Perhaps.
You were in a very specific time period of... anyway, let's go to Mr. Duca here. What's your theory? Where did it start?
Where did COVID start? Mark Handelsberg, my neighbor.
Is that a person?
Yep. Yep. He's a real jerk.
His last name is Handelsberg?
Handelsberg, yes. I guess.
Why are you blaming him?
Well, because he's an unfriendly person. I suspect him of many things.
Didn't this start in another country, though?
No. It started very near to my home. At Mark Handelsberg's house.
Is he a teacher?
No.
Is he dead?
No.
Is he French?
No. He's a daytime DJ, and he's very rude. He's very rude.
Hold on. I want to understand what a daytime DJ is.
It's opposite day DJ.
First off, there's not that many DJs left. Period. And are you saying he's a DJ that's on air during the day?
No. He's like a dance music DJ.
If you have a party during the day, not at night.
Yes.
Oh, music.
It must be a rough biz.
I thought you meant Doctor of Jowls. I got confused.
Oh, do you know a good one, by the way? Once we're finished with that, if you could, if you could let me know.
I have several references that can help your jowls. DJ.
I don't think any of our listeners thought I was talking about a Doctor of Jowls.
Oh, really?
Seems like a
in the whole
very
world,
strange specimen.
Nobody thought Doctor of Jowls.
I find that hard to believe, Matthew.
Well, the two of you did, obviously.
Yeah.
What is a wet market, Professor? I don't understand. What exactly? I think I understand, but what exactly is done there? Why?
As opposed to a dry market, this market has a lot of condensation and water around it.
It can't be that simple. I thought it had something to do with, aren't they selling like exotic animals there? Is this where you get like a rhino horn, for example?
You get a rhino horn, a lima.
Delicious. Yummy. You're making me hungry.
Hold on. What? A rhino horn isn't wet, is it? Like, what's the wet part? I don't get that.
Have you ever seen inside a rhino horn? If you go up to a rhino horn, it snaps off like a carrot. and it's moist and juicy.
To a real rhino?
Oh, yeah.
A living one? It snaps off like a carrot?
Absolutely, yes.
Then why do they use it? Is it just... Is it faux? Is it Fugazi? I mean, do other animals think it's real?
What do you mean?
I thought rhinos use their horn to defend themselves. So that means it would snap off the first time it bashed into something.
The visuals are enough. Have you ever seen a rhino horn smash into anything? No,
I haven't. Right.
I think what happens when you place the rhino horn down, it gets brittle. So you need to put water on it to make sure it stays solid. So hence, that's where the wet comes in. You have to slap water on bats, things like that, to make them more edible and just more...
So should we be keeping everything dry to protect ourselves? Is that the idea, that if everything is pretty dry in the house, we're safe?
Well, I think you can't go wrong with a dry edible.
Okay, that leads us to a good...
Let me just say here, Bob, I am not giving up my bat water. I drink bat water every morning, and it keeps me vital and fresh and vibrant.
How do you make bat water? Is that made from guano or something?
No, you squeeze a bat, and you get the water out of the bat.
That's blood.
It's best. Or if you can go to a bat gym, and you just put some cups down near the treadmill.
The bat is very resilient, has a high immune system. So a lot of times
high immune system.
A very popular drink right now is bat squeezins that people are drinking.
Yeah. I would not recommend that. That is not a sponsor.
Would that make you feel kind of relaxed and like loose and stuff? Or?
Well, yes. But I don't think you have that problem.
This takes us to probably the biggest subject here. What? There's a lot of rumors out here of cures. There's that malaria cure. I can't even pronounce it.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Are you a fan?
Oh, big fan. Yeah, I've got a poster. You can see the hydroxychloroquine poster that I have.
That's a huge ad poster for that specific drug. Where do you get that?
I got that at PillCon. I had to wait in line for 20
minutes.
It's
got a lot of autographs on it. Who are those autographs?
Oh, Jim Baker. let's see. Who else?
The Jim Baker?
Yes.
I've been to PillCon. Have you seen me? Have you seen my booth?
Oh, I don't know. I do role-playing, so I usually dress up like a Zoloft.
Oh, yes. There. Okay.
The visuals are tough.
Yes, I've seen you guys huddled in the corner on the Marriott.
Yes. Yes.
So what cures are you guys... another good one, and I read about this one in a legit paper, I felt like, and I immediately went to Amazon to order it, and it was already sold out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's an actual pill, or is it like colloidal silver?
It's Pepcid. Have you guys heard about this?
Yes, Pepcid.
It's supposed to be a great way to treat it. And this, guys, don't believe me, but this is something I read.
Stomach,
I was like,
the stomach.
Yeah, I'm a cola man myself, so I don't touch the stuff, but I understand why it might work.
Well, what would you guys recommend, or what have you heard out there that you're sparking to?
Well, I'm a big proponent of homeopathy. So I think the best way is to give yourself just a little tiny bit of COVID, and you'll slowly build up a tolerance.
Where do you get that?
How are you finding it?
Yeah. FedEx workers.
So how do you get it from them? Once again, how do you get it from
a FedEx? You sneak up behind them and you give them a big hug.
Oh my God. Once again, I would smack you if you hugged me right now.
I'm fast. I'm quick.
But you have brittle... But really? You have brittle everything.
Well, I'm fast from the hips up.
Hips.
I get caught. I've been hit a lot.
Yeah.
Man, I'd hate to see you get hit, man. And what about
go to YouTube? You can see a bunch of it.
You have a YouTube channel? You being hit?
I didn't start it. Somebody else did.
What's it called? I would like to look that up.
It's called Bob's Greatest Hits.
That's great.
I should have thought of that.
Do you have a link for that? Or?
Well, let's look it up, man.
All right.
I don't. You know what? My computer currently doesn't accept links.
I don't understand what that would even mean.
I'm not a computer expert. I can't.
How old is your computer?
Well, it's gas powered, if that means anything.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. I was wondering what that noise and exhaust was in the background.
Must be a Macintosh.
Yeah, you're in a full cloud of.
A Macintosh?
It's a Tandy. I have a Tandy.
Oh, right.
Professor, did I get a cure from you? I don't know if I.
Well, I know this sounds simplistic, but basically closing up your pores is one of the best protections. I recommend mud, healthy mud, pour it all over.
I have something on that note. I got tired of buying gloves all the time, so I had my hands laminated, and I feel like if you did that to your whole body. You know, that you tell these, hey, these pores are closed for business.
Well,
sort of like bubble wrap or something, just cover.
And let me ask Janet too, because she's breaking social distancing. What, when you're going out, what are you doing to protect yourself, like laminating your hands?
Nothing. I'm just being really relaxed. And I feel like the best way to beat this thing is just to be totally chill. And, you know, I was doing research. I was sort of obsessed with news. And then my kids locked me out of all of our devices. So I can't really look at anything anymore. And so it's been really great. It's been really liberating.
Is that your son flipping me off right there?
Yeah. I would tell him to say hi, but he doesn't. He won't.
Well, can you tell him to stop flipping me off?
No. That's what he's exploring right now. So.
My theory, too, is if you see someone getting close to you, like they're running, trying to hug you, just act like a zombie. Act like a zombie, and people will immediately start to wonder what you're about and give you some space.
Now, are you going to act like a Walking Dead zombie or a 28 Days
running?
You want to be one of those hyper fast kind of
jittery
zombies.
You walk like Sandra Bullock.
Yes. I don't believe she's in that.
I think I'm pretty sure she is.
She was in Miss Congeniality. I think that's what you're thinking about.
Are you thinking of the Hope one where she's from the future and there's the letter?
Oh.
I know that.
Was she Cloud a football Atlas? Coach?
Cloud Atlas.
She's a football.
Right, there's that one too. Yeah.
I liked Cloud Atlas, by the way. Underrated.
Oh. Yes.
Would you quickly do a bit of Tom Hanks's performance as an Asian person?
I think we'd all really like to hear that.
No, I'll end up on another love to Earwolf hear show.
Perhaps in a wet market.
guys, but okay, you guys have been so generous with your time.
Thank you.
Let's get to end it. You know, our president has not been a good leader, and he's had these press conferences.
Oh.
28 days.
Affleck.
What'd you just say?
Affleck. That's another one. That's another good insurance.
All right. Yeah, we weren't really talking about insurance jingles.
Okay. Yes.
But anyway, our leader hasn't been a leader, and his press conferences, when people would normally the nation would look towards for leadership, we don't get that. So to my listeners, let's just go around the horn to end the show. And can you tell them just some parting words, something that'll make them feel better or feel safer?
I have something.
Great.
You know, they
we'll
say
start
that
with Jana.
You know when they say when you're in a car accident and you're about to hit something, relax your body for the impact. So if you're about to hit, relax your body for the impact. And then you relax and you get less hurt. It's like being drunk and thrown from the car instead of, hitting the windshield. So that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say relax your body for the impact. COVID, no COVID. Just really try to take it all in. But not really take anything in. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you're going with a message of everybody just chill and even more than chill, you're saying kind of ignore.
Head in the sand.
All the warnings and all the rules.
Yes. Just keep your head in that sand and do whatever it takes to just kind of be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's weird. Your last name is Johansson, and I believe one of the New York Dolls is named that too. And you have a very, you don't sound like one, but you sound like a heroin addict that's has no future to live for.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not, you sound like a, you have the tone of a cheery mother, but yeah. If you just read your words, it could be from,
right.
Someone on their last days of heroin who just doesn't give a shit.
Right. Well, me and Alanis Morissette, this is who we are. And,
thank you, India.
Maybe she was being ironic. What about you, Professor? What's your final words?
Well, I want to dispel, what Trump said. And I had a little saying for it because it really, if there's one thing you can take away, it's this. Bleach is not for ingesting. The bleach is for surfing. So just remember that.
Okay, that is snappy. That's a snappy way to remember something, like a insurance jingle.
For surfing?
Bum, 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 bum. Yes, so people will remember that bleach isn't for something that you
right. You go to a nice sandy. You go to a nice sandy bleach and relax.
Exactly.
I completely get that.
Have you ever seen the Bleach Boys? They're very good.
Oh yeah, I only like them without Brian Wilson.
They're very catchy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I gotta check out the Bleach Boys.
Yeah, they're very.
Do they do Beach Boys stuff, but like Clorox versions?
They just play Kokomo for 3 hours.
Oh, wow. That's their best one. I mean, everybody.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Honestly, this is not a joke, but every time I keep thinking when I hear Corona, I think Corona, Corona, come on, pretty mama. That's I can't help it.
Well, now that's going to be stuck in my head.
Well, yeah, it's an earworm.
Until I get drunk enough.
But Matt, I love songs that say the names of cities that they're going to be in. I love that.
Yes. Yes.
I know our sound engineer, Brett, is in a band, Man, and they have a new release out. We'll plug that now. Brett, do you guys have any songs that list cities? And then on the new album, Houston, Philadelphia, actually, Little Rock,
Libertyville,
Buellton.
I think there's a Cleveland shout out, Kansas City on one of the songs.
Uh huh.
Prettiest song in the world is called.
That would be good enough for me to buy the entire album. All right. Do we go? No, Duca, we need your final words.
Thank you. You know, Matt, when something like this affects us, we have a choice in life. We can either become more insular and go inside, or we can open our hearts and become closer as a people, as a society. And so my final word is for all of us to take this as an opportunity to be more kind to each other, to let down your defenses, to reach out and befriend people. And I would encourage people to start with me. Be my friend. Be nice to me. Reach out to me. Talk to me.
This is all through social distancing, through social media.
I will take it in any absolute way I can get it. Comfort me. Let's pretend we've known each other for a long time. When you can call me up and
it sounds like you want a dating app.
I'm not talking about romance. I'm talking about human contact.
But we're trying to get the message out with the show of human contact. Right.
Well, except you have to start somewhere. So let's start with me. No human contact except for with Bob Duca. Be his friend.
Seems
have selfish. Some inside jokes. Sing with me.
My response to that is shut up. Because I don't want comfort or anything. I'm not being cruel or anything. I'm just trying to say, snap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Snap out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you're
all saying yes, but you were all saying completely almost opposite.
No, I understand how I annoy him. Is what
we
I
don't think. Need comfort. No, we don't need comfort and lovey-dovey right now. We need to have a harsh view of reality now,
so
we
can deal with this. Whatever it is that you want to do at any time.
And also, okay, we're getting mixed messages here, listeners. I wanted to have some cohesive message here at the end, and they all sound like they're agreeing. But
just remember the bleach.
Right.
Yeah, we all can agree, don't ingest bleach.
Yeah, unless your kid wants to and needs to figure it out for themselves.
Can't we just agree on that?
Can't we just end
the show saying ingesting bleach is bad?
I cannot do it. I can't.
Bob, you agree.
I mean, in general, yes.
What do you mean in general? No one should ever ingest bleach.
Well, I don't know about that. What if you swallow a T-shirt with grape juice stains?
That's a good point.
It's a good point.
You know what I mean? If you wait to shit it out, it'll already be stained
too
and
late.
Ruined.
Too late.
If your state allows it, go to the bleach, please.
Really? Okay, Professor. And I really appreciate it, y'all. I've already plugged Brett's project. Go to Matt Besser for some things that I'm doing. Pot Humor is my Amazon Prime stand-up special, which is available for free now.
And very funny.
Thank you, Gianna.
Yes, it's
Didn't
very
know you'd
funny.
Watch.
Yes.
Oh, really I had no idea.
It's very trippy. It's very trippy.
It is. It is, yes. Bob. It is. Thank you. You don't have to be hallucinating to think that.
Wonderful.
But more importantly, what I know, Bob and Jana, why don't you guys plug something that you were telling before we went on air you're a fan of?
Oh, yeah. Jana, do you want to go?
Sure, Bob. There's a show I'm just loving. I'm just loving it. And it's called Brighter. And you can find out more about it on brightercomedy.com. And it's just got some great comedians and funny people. And it raises money for
Donna
charity.
I saw Donna Furman and Seth Morris on there have a show that I'm going to participate in on May 16th.
That's right. And if I know it right, this show streams live every Saturday at 6 p.m. It raises money for a different charity every week. And so far, they've raised around $6,000, $5,000 or $6,000. I can't remember.
Higher.
That's a lot of bleach, folks.
That's a lot of bleach. So please check that out.
Yeah. He means 6 p.m. in the PST.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm going to be on that show with those funny people on May 16th. But like they say, it's every Saturday.
And as you said, there are different time zones. That's important. I just learned that recently.
Yeah.
It's not always
Central always
time.
Fucks me up, man. Anytime I'm dealing with someone in Central, I get fucked up.
We should just do away with that.
Right.
All the time zones.
I recommend.
Central specifically.
Let me tell you, heroin addicts don't care about time zones.
No.
Let me tell you.
For anyone,
Go ahead, Professor.
Please, Professor.
For anyone who can get it, I do recommend Boy Meets World. Or Holmes and Yo-Yo. That's a very good show with John Chuck.
I don't know
and,
that
And San Pedro Beach Bums. Wonderful, wonderful show.
What about Riptide?
Riptide, it's a robot that's one of the detectives. It's amazing.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. I totally recommend these.
You want to plug anything else? Didn't you have a show on Netflix you're telling me about? No.
Kidding on Showtime. I'm. Netflix show. Yes.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't really. just keep watching everything.
Look out for Professor Rich Fulcher on your social media account.
Can I also plug a great show, 10 Speed and Brownfoot, with a young Ben Vereen and Jeff Goldblum?
That's
if you can find it, it's really good.
I miss all those ampersand Shows.
A lot of shows have ants in them.
One thing I recommend is After MASH. It's very underrated.
Oh, yeah.
That was only a year. What about, did you like, what was the show, Archie's Place?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Huzzah.
What was that a spinoff of?
All in the Family.
All in the Family.
Oh, right.
But I don't think Edith was in it.
Joni Loves Chachi.
Joni Loves Chachi.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was one of the bigger ones.
Until Joni decided she didn't like any of them.
That's right.
This is like a stand-up set from the late 80s. This is awesome. I could do this for another hour.
Can I plug Paula Poundstone?
I am familiar with her and Elaine Boozler. I really enjoy her stand-up stylings.
What's your opinion on the shoulder pads in the jackets of the 80s? Like, I kind of miss that. I feel like stand-ups should bring that back.
Yeah, I love the look, and it's also an added protection if you were to fall over, you know.
Or if there's debris falling from above.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or if you want to play a football game in the middle of your act, possibly, you know.
Yeah.
Or if you have like a Fabergé egg that you need to set on your shoulder.
I don't think you should do that, folks. And I would like to end by saying, please don't do heroin. I thought that was bad advice. Fabergé egg on a shoulder, that is not going to last.
Do you always end each show with judgment?
No, I don't, but I think this is dangerous. A few of the things you guys
just
have
suggesting
said.
To try new, we're all trying new things in this time, and why not be open? I have to go. My kid needs my computer.
I have something. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Is that an insurance ad?
Yes, that's the
thing. We are farmers.
Yeah. All right, keep being human.
Please go to ucbtheatre.com to sign up for online sketch, writing, and improv classes to keep the theatre going during the COVID-19 shutdown. And please, humans, stay safe out there.